As we keep an eye on Dorian bearing down on the East Coast, let's go again to the West and California, where lawmakers are considering a bill that could rewrite the rules of the gig economy. Assembly Bill 5, as it's called, would expand on and codify the recent California Supreme Court decision that companies like Lyft and Uber must classify their workers as employees rather than independent contractors if those workers fit a simple profile. Under the new bill, which has passed the state assembly and is expected to pass the Senate before lawmakers adjourn September 13th, drivers, manicurists, exotic dancers, and more would all likely become employees with benefits that the companies say they can't afford. Mustafa Maklad is an Uber and Lyft driver in the San Francisco Bay Area. Mustafa, we know you came to San Francisco from Egypt 5 years ago. You were an activist in Egypt during the strife there. Your mother feared for your safety. You came here to study. You're getting a master's in cybersecurity. And that's one of the reasons you started driving. You don't want to have college debt. But what else appealed to you about Uber and Lyft?
When I first came here, just like any other students or like refugees or asylees in the country, we're not able to use our degrees or our experience that we had in our countries. So we try to make living for ourselves and our families.
In other words, you're saying that, you know, all the resume that you had in Egypt didn't help you get a job here.
No.
Yeah. And so driving, now what was it about Uber and Lyft that appealed to you?
The job was actually very easy to start. Like, all you need is to have like a clean driver license and just a clean car. So the majority of people who come to the country first, this is usually like the first job they do because it's very easy to start your life with. Mm. And back then when I started, we actually used to drive for like 30 to 40 hours a week and meet ends by just doing 30 to 40 hours. But throughout the years, Uber and Lyft has been changing their policies to make our job harder. Yeah, they get more and more rich throughout the policies that they do. And the main thing that they keep changing is decreasing how much money they pay to drivers. So right now, in order to make the same amount of money I used to make when I started, I have to drive 70 to 80 hours at least every week.
Oh, and that's in addition to studying. But still, some would say we understand that that's about $2,000 a week, maybe $8,000 a month. Very good pay, good hours. You can, you know, make your own schedule. But as you say, you are one who's pushing for Assembly Bill 5 and this idea that you would be an employee instead of a gig driver because you think it will be better for you. What will be better?
Well, to start with, like what you said, like $2,000 a week. But on the other side, the cost of living, especially in San Francisco and the Bay Area, is keep getting more and more expensive year after year. And instead of our payments going up, it keep going down, which forces us to actually drive at least 70 to 80 hours a week. And that's like at least 12 hours every day. That makes us like don't have even the time to do anything else in our lives. And if that changed, if we had AB5 plus union, because AB5 itself doesn't fix the issues that we have. So we need a union with AB5. And that will change everyone's life that who's driving. At least we will have the time and a little bit luxury to have time for ourselves and our families. A lot of drivers have families and kids. They don't even have the time to just go spend it with their kids because we have to drive like 12 hours every day.
Well, on this Labor Day, we remember to thank unions for the benefits that we do have at work, the fact that we have weekends, that we have holidays, that children of a certain age aren't allowed to work, and a lot of the things that labor laws require that companies like Uber and Lyft would have to provide if this law passed are union benefits that were hard fought for. But there's Social Security, unemployment insurance, health benefits, a minimum wage, the right to form a union. That is what you want and other drivers want. But Uber and Lyft and some of these other companies are saying that that will kill the goose that laid the golden egg because they will not be able to exist if they have to do the same things that other companies have to do. That's the underpinning of a gig economy, that they couldn't handle all those expenses.
Well, the only thing I can respond to that, let's look how much a company like Uber net worth is right now. Their net worth is more than 75 billion. And I'm sure when they started, they weren't that much worth. And it's just something they're trying to say so they can just try to avoid the responsibility for drivers and for all the workers that who built the company to become what it is right now.
Well, and what if they do go out of business? Someone like you would have to go into the taxi business, which is also at the beginning, very expensive. In fact, taxi drivers have, long been resenting drivers like you because they have to pay for things like medallions to own the cabs. I mean, the benefit of the gig economy is that you own the car. I'm pushing back on you because this is what the companies say, that they offer you your own schedule. You have your own car. You can do it at your own leisure.
Well, AB5 is not gonna push a company like Uber out of business. AB5 only clarifying workers whether they are independent contractors or employees. If Uber want to keep running their business, they still need to treat drivers with dignity and respect. And that's something not gonna push them out of business.
By the way, the bill, which makes it harder to classify workers as independent contractors, is codifying an employment test that came from that 2018 California Supreme Court decision. It's the ABC test. It says for a worker to be a contractor and not an employee, they must meet three conditions. They must be free from the control and direction of the hiring entity. This would be Uber. They must perform work outside the usual course of the hiring entity's business, and must be engaged in an independent job or business of the same nature as the work they do. And people are saying, well, that means that, Uber doesn't qualify because B says you must perform work outside the usual course of the hiring entity's business. And all Uber does is Uber trips with drivers like you. So this automatically would disqualify Uber and Lyft. Look, tell us a little bit about what you're hearing from other Uber drivers. You say that some come from other places to work in San Francisco, sleep in their cars.
Yeah, the majority of drivers in San Francisco are actually people come from like other areas like Sacramento, Modesto, Stockton. I have seen people drive all the way from LA and San Diego and even Vegas just to drive in San Francisco to be able to make money. And with the little and the way that they keep decreasing how much money they pay drivers, most of these drivers doesn't even have the luxury to even buy a bed or like rent a room to sleep in every night that they come here to drive. So a lot of them are actually forced to sleep in their cars to be able to save money.
You've already answered the question of people who might ask, why don't you just do something else, while you put yourself through school? It's very hard for you to get a job being from Egypt. Your resume there doesn't apply here. But what about moving somewhere else? San Francisco is unbelievably expensive. Do I understand you and six others share a $4,000 a month apartment? It's only got two bedrooms. Everybody's crammed in there. But why not go somewhere less expensive?
Because other cities, like you don't get the opportunity for work like you have here in San Francisco. And a job like Uber and Lyft, like if you drive, for example, in Sacramento, you have to drive double the time that you drive in San Francisco to not even make the same money. You will be making way less than what you make in San Francisco. That's why people from all over California come to drive in San Francisco.
By the way, we mentioned that you were in the April 6th youth movement in Egypt, a really contentious time trying to overthrow an autocratic government there. Many of your friends have been jailed. Do you find it odd that you came from that and to the United States where you're finding yourself an activist again, this time wanting to back a law that would change a company like Uber?
Well, I was raised to stand up for what's right. And when I see the injustice that all the drivers has to go through, and not just drivers, a lot of workers has been misclassified and been mistreated by their employers. In the end, we are workers. It doesn't matter if we are independent contractors or employees, we are workers. And they are, Uber and Lyft specifically, are trying to go out of their ways to neglect all the responsibilities towards us as drivers.
Mustafa Maklad, an Uber and Lyft driver in the San Francisco Bay Area who's been organizing in support of AB 5, that's the California bill now making its way through the legislature there, that will require companies like Uber, Lyft, DoorDash, companies in the gig economy, to categorize their workers as employees, not contract workers, under the ABC definition of the law, in which case they'd have to pay them a lot of benefits. Mustafa and others hoping that that happens. Mustafa, thanks so much for speaking with us, and happy Labor Day.
Thank you, too.
Well, we're going to keep taking a look at the gig economy. Is it sustainable, especially with pending bills like California's AB 5? And on this Labor Day, is the gig economy working for you? Weigh in at hereandout.org.